Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. As we wind down the holiday season and head towards the new year, we have a couple recent posts from the ISU answer line that may be of interest to folks. First of all, as we wind down our holiday shopping, often folks get inundated with emails from online vendors, banks, credit cards, things like that. The most recent post from AnswerLine talks about how not to get scammed by all of these online or email messages that you may get. Everyone certainly has had this happen at least once. An email appears in your inbox with a scary message. Something has happened to your credit card, bank account, online account with some retailer, or something like that. All they're asking you to do is reply to this message and give them your account information to confirm your identity, and that will make the problem disappear. Of course, as many of you know, this may actually be the start of your problems. Your best option is to leave this email alone. Delete it. Don't even open it. Certainly do not reply. Give them the information that they want, whether it be a password, confirming an account number, even replying with your name to confirm that you did receive the email is usually not a great idea. If you do have a question about the validity of the email. Of course, the best way to verify that is to independently find your bank statement or bill for that particular company and call their customer service hotline. They should be able to tell you whether or not they had sent that out, although in hardly any case will an online retailer, bank, or credit card company send an email requesting that you provide them account information via email. A few of the things you can look for in that email that may pop up some red flags for you. Check the email address it was sent from. It may not have anything to do with your credit card company. Looking at the last portion of the email address after the @ should give you a good idea of whether there's even a chance this came from your company that you may be affiliated with. If you examine the company logo in the email, if it looks like it was copied and pasted into the email, there's a good chance it is a false email. You may also want to look for misspelled words or awkward phrasing in the body of the email. All of these are red flags, but there are certainly some very sophisticated scams out there that will get all of these things right and look like a very legitimate email. So again, if you have doubts or questions, always call the company or log into their official website. Don't ever click through the links in those emails to get to their website. Get out of that email and log into the company's website or through an email you may have had from them confirming a recent order. Those would have a more accurate phone number to get a hold of them. You can also report this email to spam@uce.gov. You can also report the scammer's email to your credit card or bank if you would like. Doing this may help them prevent other folks from getting scammed in the future. An oldie but a goodie, an AnswerLine post from earlier in 2015, talks about how to safely melt ice this winter. We certainly do have a little bit of the white stuff on the ground, and as it gets cold at night, that can ice over our sidewalks. It can certainly be harmful to people trying to walk or drive, but these de-icing products can also be harmful to the environment around us. Using correct de-icing products in the correct amount is important for the long life of your sidewalks, driveways, lawns, and plants. Remember that de-icing agents in general work by lowering the freezing point of water. Materials may include sodium chloride, calcium chloride, potassium chloride, and magnesium chloride. Each of these will work down to different temperatures and with different speeds, so be sure to read package directions to make sure the product is safe for where you want to use it, and don't assume that all de-icing products should be treated the same. If you have a sodium or calcium chloride mix, these can damage newly poured concrete and should also not be used on brick or stone surfaces as they can eat into those. Keep in mind that abrasive materials like sand may be mixed into these, but these do not actually melt the ice or snow, although they certainly help by providing traction when walking or driving on ice and snow. Some tips to help use these ice removers correctly. First, you want to remove as much snow or ice as you can before applying the melting product. You should not use them instead of a shovel for large amounts of snow. Certainly applying them to the top of a pile of snow and expecting them to melt down through will be a long waiting period. If you know an ice storm is coming, you can apply these products before the snow or ice actually hits. It's much easier to prevent ice from forming than to try and melt a thick layer. This is why road departments frequently coat roads before storms are expected. Also, keep in mind you want to avoid piling snow and ice that has been treated with these de-icers around your trees and shrubs, or concentrating them on areas of your lawn. When the ground starts to thaw in early spring, you can heavily water any areas where salt may have accumulated over the winter, and this will help flush the salt from the root zones of the plants and avoid having those brown dead spots along driveways and sidewalks when everything starts to green up in the spring. For more information, check the Answer Line blog at Iowa State University Extension. There is also a link to Answer Line on the front page of the Cass County Extension webpage. And for more information, you can also call Cass County Extension 712-243-1132. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson for Cass County Extension. Have a happy new year.